before I leave you, I want to return to our earlier conversation about conservation, when we spoke to Pat Chambers in County Mayo about the little treasure trove built into the wall of his shed. Even if it doesn't contain historical treasures, a shed can be an important place for a farmer, where he can leave that clutter of valued items in a drawer, knowing that no one will touch them. As Seamus O'Rourke recalls now in his essay, with music from John Devine, taken from our archives, this is called The Drawer.
He was an easygoing man, that's what they said, easygoing. And he was. My father had a drawer under the bench in the shed that was his go-to place, the somewhere he went for peace and clarity or just time. The drawer had divisions made from scalps of wood, divided to hold washers and nuts and split pins and plugs, roll plugs for masonry. It was a farmer's emporium of knick-knacks and tools. Everything was there, anything you'd use to fix farming equipment or stuff about the house. But it wasn't always what was in the drawer that the old man saw. It was the world around him when it got disturbed. It was his place for reflection and welding and grinding, for sorting out questions and sometimes, not always, finding answers. If we wouldn't do homework or crash the good car, if there was a row over football or someone let him down somehow, he'd go to the shed and he'd open the drawer and he'd start footering and figuring and scratching and banging. And after surmising, he'd put all away. And he'd take a deep breath and he'd have the last say. Of course he did, he was the boss. He kept everything there, all the rivets and screws and a packet of lockets that never got used, and fuses. He had a compartment for fuses all to themselves, said they were safer there than above on the shelves, and they were. There was the good spanner, it was missing, though he still had the box, and he kept the bulbs in it. And there was a whole section for locks, and he had a load of keys. He had keys for locks that were lost or broken, and good locks with no keys that no one could open. If he had a row with me mother, that's where he'd go, although it wasn't often they had a row. If there was an animal down or a friend of his died, you'd see him through the window, just standing inside at the bench by the drawer. As time went on, he went there a lot. He opened the drawer, and sometimes not. The divisions and compartments had started to crumble. Everything was there. It was just such a scramble to find what he wanted. But he still fixed things, or he thought he did. And sometimes he fixed things that were already fixed. Mostly he put on his glasses, marked glasses, from the pouch on the shelf, and he tidied the bench, and he tied bits of twine. And he fumbled through the drawer and said, "Oh my. All these things so precious," and he didn't know why. Such an easygoing man, or so they all said. He kept his world in a drawer, under the bench, in the shed.